Part 1, Mindset is Everything, Chapter 8, Thinking the Next Man Has It Better Than You. Stop thinking the next man has it better than you. He's probably thinking the same about you, but will never admit it. One summer afternoon, a red sports convertible that looked like it just pulled off the showroom floor pulls up to a stop sign. The driver looks to his left and sees a man laughing and wrestling around with a little boy. Both men look up at each other and at the same time and briefly exchange a cordial nod. The man driving the luxury car goes home to an empty house and thinks to himself how great a life it would be to have a family of his own and to be able to horse around with his son. The man horsing around with his son wonders with intrigue what it must be like to live a lifestyle of luxury. He thinks to himself, I wonder what it would be like to drive a nice convertible like that. If only I had that type of money. Both men are so focused on what the other one has, they're failing to realize the significance of their own blessings. Stop worrying about how much someone else has achieved or how far they've gone in life. We each have our own journey, and it will look different for everyone. The list of things you can compare yourself to someone else with is endless. Even on your worst day, the opportunities you have to thank God for what you have are also endless. Find ways to enjoy the blessings you have. Reflection questions. The author, Doc Frederick, has made a free resource guide available. It has links to all the resources written in the book and mentioned in the audiobook. It includes a printable journal and all the reflection questions mentioned at the end of some of the chapters. Make sure you download it now, before you continue, so you can get the most out of this book. These free resources are available to you at habitsforgrowth.com/bonus101. That's habitsforgrowth.com/bonus101. No spaces. Reflection questions. 1. Do you find yourself comparing your life to those around you? 2. Can you name instances where you fell into the trap of thinking someone had it better off than you? 3. If so, how did it make you feel? Did it motivate you to do better, or did it create feelings of insecurity and jealousy? Thanks so much for listening today. I sure do appreciate you.